is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More rallies and demonstrations are planned today in support of federal workers as the Trump administration vows even deeper cuts to slash the size of government. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
Many federal employees face another deadline today. Ask for a second time to email five things they accomplished last week by midnight, while others are now deciding whether to take a buyout offer ahead of more job cuts.
Elon Musk defended those cuts on Joe Rogan's podcast.
America's going bankrupt, so that just can't happen.
Firefighters worked into this morning to contain wildfires that have broken out across the Carolinas. CBS's Dave Malkoff is outside Myrtle Beach, where one of the largest is burning.
The morning sun is blotted out by the thick smoke in this neighborhood. It is nearly impossible to drive right now, but firefighters are patrolling this neighborhood, and thanks to them, there have been no structures lost, and we're about at 30% containment.
Many forced to evacuate are now returning to their homes. The Kremlin is weighing in after Friday's divisive Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. Moscow says someone would have to force Zelensky to make peace, and the meeting shows just how hard it'll be. An update on the Pope, a day after he was taken off mechanical ventilation to breathe. Correspondent Seth Doan is outside Gemelli Hospital in Rome.
We know that he got up, he had breakfast, he started his therapies. What's interesting is doctors are still not able to give a prognosis or not release a prognosis. They say they believe he's stabilizing, but that it's still too early to tell. Things could go either way.
The independent movie Anora cleaned up at last night's Academy Awards on ABC. It won five prizes, including Best Picture and Best Director for Sean Baker.
Thank you to the Academy. This means so much. Thank you to my fellow nominees. Your films are incredible, and it's an honor to be in this category with you.
The film's Mikey Madison won Best Actress. The Brutalist's Adrian Brody took Best Actor. Supporting awards went to Zoe Saldana and Kieran Culkin. Some soccer fans in San Diego have been told to stay away after bad behavior at their new team's first ever home game. CBS's Peter King.
Fictitious anchorman Ron Burgundy's sign-off was famous.
You stay classy, San Diego.
But some fans at Saturday night's game were anything but that, shouting a one-word homophobic chant in Spanish repeatedly. It's often heard at the Mexican national team's matches, but San Diego FC coach Mikey Varas says it's not welcome there.
If they're going to continue to come to the game and make that chant, it's better that they do not come.
S&P futures are up 21. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A crash involving three cars went down at Albert Street and Summit last night in Racine and resulted in a rollover and entrapment. At least three people were hospitalized. Their conditions aren't yet known. Multiple Racine County fire departments were called to an out-of-control grass fire in Tishigan yesterday. It was near the Waukesha County line. The fire reportedly threatened a nearby barn. Crews from Raymond, Waterford, and Rochester were among those called in to assist. A fight at the Kenosha Golden Corral last night involved overturned tables and reports of a knife being used for violence. Police were called to the scene at just before 7. Social media videos show multiple people involved in the violence. Oak Creek police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Lillian Asala went missing Saturday. She was last seen wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And if you weren't able to thrive this weekend, you can recap online. Some of the information shared at the expo can be reviewed in full. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense. Part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota. Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Times never seen. so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Party, they all knew my name. No as me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Rick Nelson, not Ricky at that point. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, this is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Thank you for being a part of the Monday episode. And coming up in a couple of minutes, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. How about last Friday night, huh? Were you there? Were you in Waukegan at the Gurney Theater? Because it was, let's talk about Peter Noon just killed. At one point, just two or three songs into his show, I turned around and the smiles on people's faces were ear to ear. Everybody was smiling or singing or clapping along or something. That's just a tribute to the man. He is just a great performer. Hope you enjoyed it. And again, congratulations to those who were in attendance and won their tickets from us here at WRJN.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous size-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Discenter is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrop has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit, February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fourth and fine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956.
I say a little prayer for you. Here's Aretha on the station with local news, timeless hits.
Forever, ever, ever, you stay in my heart and I.
Seasons did Working My Way Back to You on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you missed the big announcement this morning, Don Rosen announced that WRJN is going to carry the Racine Raiders football schedule, the entire schedule, start to finish, again this season. The Raiders are back on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles is here now with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tables were turned over and fists were flying during a fight at a Kenosha restaurant last night. Police were called to the Golden Corral at just before 7 for the report of a fight with a knife and one person injured. The extent of the injuries aren't yet known. Social media video of the event shows chaos with a handful of people involved in the violence. Racine residents may see some signs downtown. A statement says State Representative Greta Neubauer will join supporters at the courthouse, where demonstrators plan to deliver letters opposing cuts to Congressman Brian Stiles' office. Monument Square is also said to be site of some protests later in the day. After starting in West Dallas and winding through Racine County, a chase ended in Kenosha County early yesterday, with 5 from Illinois arrested. 2 others in the speeding SUV got away. The pursuit wrapped up near Salem Grade School after deputies put out spike strips. A search is underway for a missing 13-year-old girl who disappeared from Oak Creek Saturday afternoon. Lillian Asala is 5'5 and was last seen near South Pennsylvania in East Forest Hill Saturday. She was wearing a black winter coat and blue and white Nikes. An image of the girl is on the Oak Creek PD's social media pages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night. And then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Bobby Fuller for Fighting the Law and the Inevitable Finish. Day one.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I bust the law and the law one. I bust the law and the law one. I need it money cause I'm getting none. I bust the law.
Local news, timeless hits, and Mother River's favorite son. Okay, that's a bit of a misnomer because his real name is Johnny Ramostella, but I digress.
I need your loving, baby. I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. A song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one's a bit bizarre. The band, the Hombres, admit that this was a parody song. They were parodying Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. Now, the spoken intro to this is straight out of a 20-year-old, at that time, 1947 novelty song called Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Women by a group called Red Engel and his Natural Seven. And then they give a raspberry, a verbal finger, if you will. Here comes the song. It's called Let It All Hang Out. Made the charts 1967, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, WRJN.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No parking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Thank you.
walking upside down. My TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that. Let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt. Keep open mind. Let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
You know, I couldn't help but like that song, despite the fact that even my mom liked that song. The Hombres out of Memphis and a medley of all their greatest hit. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN. Another one coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon. A little more serious this afternoon.
I can see clear.
Hermits last Friday night at the Genesee Theater. Kind of Hush. Big song for him. I'm Dan Marcus. Thanks to everybody who came out. What a great show Peter put on. WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
gonna jump for joy. Come on. Pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.